Music interviews start. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the interview portion of the podcast. I've got a really special guest with us today, the artist The World Is Ugly. If you wouldn't mind giving us a little bit about yourself and how you came about making music.
So, hi, guys. My name is Amanda. I go by The World Is Ugly with my music. Initially, I've been singing since I was as young as I can remember. I have a video of me singing when I was 4 years old. So that's probably the youngest. And I always grew up knowing I wanted to sing. And I would always sing popular artists like Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood, stuff like that. I grew up on those types of artists. Then I learned to play guitar when I was 12. And my brother taught me most of what I know with the guitar. So then once after that, I just started teaching myself. I taught myself how to play guitar from YouTube. Then I actually had a piano for a little bit. So I actually self-taught myself piano as well. But I haven't played that in a few years. So I just play guitar and sing right now. I started making music like officially under my own name last year around the summer. So less than a year. Around it, the 1 year mark is actually coming up pretty soon right now. So yeah, like I said, I've written about 50 songs, I think. I think there's actually one that's pretty recent that's not recorded yet, but all the rest of them are recorded.
That's pretty awesome. So you were recording songs just for about a year, you were saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have 50 out almost that are done. What's your like creative process like when you write music?
So I always knew I wanted to write my own lyrics because I did covers long before I ever started making my own music. I've always done YouTube covers and for Instagram and stuff like that. But I could never feel like I could write my own song. So that's something that I first struggled with. I would just like ask my friends if they could like write a song for me and I could sing it for them or stuff like that. But then I had a couple friends who I saw they were releasing music. So it kind of gave me like the little push that I needed to start doing it myself. Cause I knew that if I could do it, I would make good music. So I just dove into YouTube and learned all that I could about songwriting I still have a lot more to learn, but so far I learned a lot about songwriting, like mixing, producing, like how to do, I've actually done a couple of interviews before. So my creative process really just starts with me listening to a beat, and then I can either take lyrics that I have written already and choose a different instrumental for them. Like normally I'll have a whole song written. I'll see which instrumental it fits. So I'll just go through different ones, sing a different melody with it, see which one comes out the best, or I'll just hear a beat immediately. And then I can just immediately think of a melody and the song will be done in like one day.
Awesome. That's really cool. And so I want to commend you on having the right attitude for like getting in there and just figuring out yourself and just doing it. A lot of people are afraid to go out there and learn on their own. They think they're going to do something wrong, which is like the opposite attitude, you know? Right. So when you like write songs, do you have like a system for writing, like a calendar sort of thing? Do you sit down and go, cool, I need to write on every day or every other day? How do you go about that?
No, I don't have a calendar. So normally I don't want to get burnt out on it because a lot of the time I'll be constantly working on music and working on multiple songs at one time. So I try not to write like forced. I try to like let myself write when I have the creativity to do it. Cause that way I make the best songs. Cause I've done that in the past before and the songs did not come out like good. I listened to them later and I'm like, this is like one of my worst songs that I've ever wrote. And it was just cause it was rushed. And like, I didn't really mean the lyrics. Like the lyrics were just kind of rushed together. The song wasn't really meaningful to me.
Yeah.
When I rushed it like that.
That's good that you kind of have that approach. My kind of thing I would tell people getting started out is actually like, get that out of your system to be able to kind of force stuff when you're just starting out, because you've been doing this for a little bit, you know, as opposed to someone who just rolled out of bed and wants to be Drake, you know. So it's kind of like a different maybe a different approach. But like, what's cool though is like you've kind of moved on past that past that level to where like you can actually pick and choose when you're inspired. Do you have any tips for people who like maybe have times where they really want to be creative, but they just don't feel it? Do you have any advice for them?
I would say just don't listen to what other people tell you, because they're not the ones making your music. They don't know what you want to write about. They don't know the image that you have in your head for the song that you want to make. I mean, of course, they'll give you their opinion, but at the end of the day, you need to listen to just your own opinion, because other people's words are going to discourage you, especially at the beginning.
Yes, that's very true. Kind of moving on to a different subject. The music industry is very difficult to figure out sometimes for people. And a lot of people would consider it difficult. So in an industry that is difficult to kind of like break through and get a fan base, what keeps you motivated to continue?
The small following that I do have right now definitely keeps me motivated. Like the people that are messaging me, telling me that they love my songs, that they want to hear more. You know, I'm actively like trying to find more people that I can engage with, you know, like producers and even just people who enjoy my music. I'll just engage with them, stay relevant that way.
That's great. Do you have like a specific career goals, like as a singer-songwriter that you feel like you would like to kind of measure against, like when you, there's a lot of things I talk about on the show are about like success and measurements and just taking a realistic approach. Like, do you have like goals that you kind of break down?
I do now more so than when I first started. So when I first started, I would just like kind of like impulsively put stuff out. But now I actually plan it and I like make sure I have everything ready to be posted and sent out before I actually upload the song. So it's a lot more organized that way. And it helps me like know exactly when everything is going to be released and stuff like that.
That's awesome. What distributor do you use?
I use DistroKid.
DistroKid. Do you find you like that service pretty much?
Yeah, it's awesome. When I first started, I used another one called Amuse. That one's all right, but it takes a lot longer. I think it takes like 6 weeks to upload on there. And DistroKid, you can set a scheduled time date on there. And there's a lot more features with DistroKid too.
That's awesome. And then, so for you writing so much music, do you find like that release date is really important?
Definitely, yeah. Because if I write so many songs, I have to keep track of. If I write so many songs and I don't actually keep track of when I'm going to release them, then it's just going to be a big mess. Like I have to, and I'll never end up releasing some of the good songs that I have, you know?
Yeah. On average, like how frequently do you release music?
I try to once a month. That's what I've been doing, but I've actually released a song the past 2 weeks. So I released the Traumatized song within this past week. Then a week before that, I had another single release called Peace of Mind. And then I actually have another one scheduled for next Wednesday. So I'm trying to get in the habit where I release a lot more than I have been.
Do you find that when you do that and you kind of release on a kind of like a schedule, do you find it easier to promote your music?
Yeah, for sure. And it's a lot easier to keep engaging with the people.
Right. So your fan base always kind of has something to look forward to in a way.
Right. Yeah.
Which is cool. Yeah. Awesome. So let's go to some fun questions. Hypothetically, if somebody gave you like $10,000 for you to invest in your music career, how would you use the money and why?
That is a great question. I've never thought about that. $10,000. I would upgrade all my equipment. I would get like a professional, because my in-home studio right now is not like very professional, you know, it's just like a independent artist type studio, but I would upgrade all my studio equipment, like get a better computer, get a better headset, get a better microphone, of course, get a better DAW, you know, all of that. Then I would use it for marketing, of course, probably do some promotion with it. And maybe make a music video.
Okay.
Spend a little money like on a music video, like a professional one.
That's a good answer. Music videos are important. You know, I think they're really great to have, and I almost feel like a lot of things now, you know, having all the as much content as you can and like a candid setting for performance can also be equally as important, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Because people want to see like more visuals and be able to get the vibes for the song better. You know, they don't just want to see a blank photo, like the cover art.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So if you can go back in time and tell yourself anything, give yourself a tip, what would you tell yourself and why?
Are we going back to a specific time period or just any time?
Just anything. It could be like the first day you decided you wanted to make music, or like something that you know now that you did and you feel like could kind of accelerate a little bit, you know?
I would go back and tell myself that to just slow down and like be patient, and that it will happen in the time that it's supposed to happen. Because like I said, I used to rush a lot of stuff with my music. I would feel like I have to get it out, like, and have to do this or have to do that. But it's not like that at all. You really need to just, when you plan it and take your time with stuff, it comes out a lot better in the end.
Absolutely. And what do you feel is like your biggest challenge right now in the music world?
My biggest challenge is probably, I don't work with enough people. I do most of my stuff on my own. So that's one of my biggest goals going forward, is that I want to start working with more producers, like in person, and then go to the studios like that way, instead of doing it over email and stuff like that.
Gotcha. And you don't have to give me like the exact place where you live, but do you live what part of the country do you live in?
I live in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. The place is fun.
Yeah, it is. If you like gambling and partying, it's very fun.
Yeah. That's cool. You live in a music hub that's got like some sort of something music related to it, which is good. It's a lot of Vegas-y strip stuff, but that's good that there are people there, which is nice. Do you have any things that you wish people would stop doing in the music industry?
Oh, that is a good question. I could definitely think of some things. Probably stop like spamming people with their music and like their songs. A lot of people that reach out to me, I don't know if it's just like smaller artists or what, but they just are constantly spamming, and they're like just trying to shove their music down people's throats and not letting the music speak for itself.
Do you feel like, and I agree with you, I think just sending people links is like the most probably counterproductive. People don't want to talk to you then, you know? Do you feel right. like there's a, could you give someone that like some advice on like maybe how to approach you better if they want to show you music? Like, how would they say it?
Yeah, they just reach out to me like a normal person, you know, not like a business conversation. Reach out and say like, obviously if they're reaching out to me, they probably listen to my music before, or at least listen to a video or something of mine, and they could bring that up and be like, I heard you do or I saw that you do music, I like your voice, and I want to collab with you, I think we can make an awesome song together.
Right.
As simple as that.
Making it more personable, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's super important. A couple other fun ones. If you could compare your music to an animal, what animal would it be?
Eeyore
the donkey.
Yeah, Eeyore the donkey.
All right, why is that?
It's the first thing that came to mind. My music tends to be like really depressing. A lot of my lyrics are like really like deep and personal, so a lot of people that I show them to, like that are in my life personally, they're like, your music is so sad, like you don't always bring this type of stuff up, so are you like okay? But yeah, Eeyore would be the animal.
That's a really good that's the best answer I've heard actually so far on that question.
Really?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Because one of the things is kind of like, you know, it's really important to be able to verbally explain your music to somebody that's not kind of like comparing it to another artist. So I think that's a really cool thing, you know.
Right. I definitely can't compare it to another artist.
That's good. That's good. Cause then it's like, you know, you're the only place that they can get that kind of music.
Exactly.
Yeah. Super important. So, if you could have like lunch with anybody in the music industry, who would it be?
That is a great question. Dead or alive?
Yeah. Dead or alive is fine.
Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD. Okay.
Yeah. I'd probably choose Juice WRLD. What would I ask him?
Yeah.
I would ask him just what inspires him, or does he really just freestyle all of his lyrics off the top of his head? Like if those are his legit feelings.
Yeah.
That's probably the first question that I would ask him. And then I would ask him, you know, about his addiction, probably get more personable with him. You know, there's so many artists that I could choose for that question. It'd be different questions for all of them too.
Right. No, that's a good answer too. I actually, I've had a couple people say Juice WRLD. So a lot of people really love that artist a lot. So that's great. Okay. So this is actually my favorite question. If you could give advice to anyone just starting out like today and they want to make music, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to make sure it's quality lyrics, that make sure it's something that you yourself would want to listen to. Don't just put anything out and think that people are going to want to listen to it. Make sure that you can listen to it back and enjoy it and be proud of it. Make sure that you're passionate about it and you could explain the song or show it to other people and be happy about it. Like, don't be nervous. Don't be embarrassed to show your music to other people or like ashamed or anything like that, because it's a part of who you are, you know?
Awesome answer. Thank you so much. And where can people connect with you online? Where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram and YouTube, both at The World Is Ugly.
Awesome.
And also, you know, all the streaming platforms, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, SoundCloud.
Amazing. So we're going to play one of your tracks. Would you mind introducing it and just letting us know what the track is, when it was released, and a little bit about it?
Yeah, it was released on May 11th. It's called Traumatized. It's produced by a producer named Joji. He's a Japanese producer. This track is really personal to me. I wrote it in a couple days. I recorded it maybe a month ago, and it's just now being released. So it's a long time coming.
All right. Very cool. So we're going to play the track Traumatized by The World Is Ugly. Thank you so much. And we'll see everybody on the other side. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
See the good things in me. Hey, thanks for watching this clip from my podcast. If you're interested in downloading my free music industry strategy guide or being a guest on the show, check out musicadvice.io. Don't forget to subscribe and make music every day. Peace.